This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Wednesday, May 3rd, 2017. I'm Marc Boulanger. It is no longer good enough for unions to focus exclusively on their workplaces if they want to grow the labor movement. They have to go out into the community and be part of the wider life of working people. That is one of the strategies which came out of a recent conference on union organizing conducted by the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the world body which represents national union centers such as the Trades Union Congress in the UK and the AFL-CIO in the United States. The conference, organized by the ITUC's Global Organizing Academy, was held in Port Elgin, Canada in mid-April. One of the participants of the conference was Sam Huggard, the secretary of the New Zealand Council of Trade Unions. After outlining a number of successful efforts to help workers who were not members of any unions, Mr. Huggard drew some general lessons for unions interested in community organizing as a way of growing union power.
I'm personally very committed to and deeply passionate about the potential, the huge potential for community organising when done well across the union movement in partnership with our allies and civil society. I've seen it work really well. I know it can work. What community organising can be doing is really affirming the whole worker, rather than just think of our union members and workers in their lives at work. Actually, community organising affirms and recognises and opens up huge amounts of potential in people's life outside of work, in their faith, in their community involvement, in their role as parents, in their role as environmental activists, you know, whatever the case may be. I remember the living wage movement. There was a worker who was part of a Tongan youth group. Tongan's a Pacific country with very high population in Auckland. And when she saw the living wage being discussed by her pastor at her church, alongside her union, the Service and Food Workers Union, it kind of, you know, triggered for her that there was the union had relevance across all of her life, not just her life at work. And the power that can come from that is just enormous. Community organising and community coalition work, it requires genuine open relationships with community and faith organisations. And it needs a commitment that is beyond just a transactional commitment, really. And I remember sitting at a meeting in New Zealand when we were organising a big protest rally against some employment law changes, not that long ago, and the suggestion was, how about we send a letter to lots of community groups and invite them to our rally, and maybe they could put up a stall at our rally. And that's not good enough, frankly. Just inviting community to be part of the labour movement when it suits us, on our terms, when we have a need, as opposed to investing in a two-way relationship to look at what mutual benefit, what self-interest we can bring to the relationship, what benefit we have by working collaboratively and collectively to amplify our voices and amplify our power. That takes genuine relationship building and not just a transactional relationship. This stuff does take time. And in the case of community organising, it's not a short relationship. It needs some time. If I take the case of, say, home support workers in New Zealand, or any other workers where there's not a workplace anymore, they are dependent contractors or agency workers, or working, in the case of home support, in people's houses, then yes, there may not be a place of work that we're used to. There may not be a hospital or a factory or a school that we can visit as a physical place. And so what's our response to that? Certainly digital can be part of it in terms of building online communities of interest. But I think relational community organising has a huge contribution to our work on new models of worker organisation. And so if there's no physical place of work, I bet that we could find common places of worship, that we could find common places of recreation and sport, of common places where workers are spending time with their families, where they're socialising. And it's our job through relational community organising to find out where workers are naturally coalescing and organising themselves outside of the workplace and direct our focus on there rather than just relying on a physical work site. Well, I'm committed to this work because I know it's the right thing to do and I know it can work.
And that's it. International labour news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.